Good morning. It's the 15th of March. Today I'm going to start reading an exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant. It's going to take us 3 days to read it all. It's based on Luke 7, which is tomorrow's New Testament reading. I read. Of the many occasions on which Jesus met and talked with sinners, one of the most moving is that recorded in Luke 7. It is not difficult to picture Jesus reclining at a meal in the Pharisee's house and becoming the subject of an anointing performed with a depth of love and submission that overflowed with tears. The Pharisee was embarrassed and said within himself, "This man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that toucheth him, for she is a sinner." What a delightful situation. The enchantment of the scene lies in the fact that Jesus was fully aware of the woman's sins and was respondent to the yearnings of her heart. Her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. The sinner, whose loathsomeness was known of men and abhorred of God, was transformed by the washing of repentance. And, while she washed and anointed the feet of her Saviour, he made her wholly clean by a love which exceeded even her own. The Pharisee was short-sighted. He saw only a leprous woman before him, whose past life was calling, "Unclean, unclean!" In his ignorance, he failed to see the significance of the testimony that the whole world lieth in wickedness, and there is none clean. No, not one. Jesus made it perfectly clear in his preaching that his sole desire was to save sinners. "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." This was a mystery to the self-righteous. Only those, like the woman who was a sinner, who, seeing the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, had fallen before him in confession of their sins, could be healed by the great physician. They that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick, as we read in Luke chapter 5. The Pharisee knew not that in the eyes of God his self-righteousness was but the empty boast of health by a man who was a leper. God, through Jesus, was seeking for those who were willing to confess their need of healing, and not one would be turned away. Jesus was seeking these words from the hearts of his hearers, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And immediately there would come the glorious regenerating finger of God, "I will, be thou clean." Wherever we turn among the righteous men and women of Scripture, we find that this consciousness of sin and the need for mercy is the secret of their humility and service. This is the common bond between all brethren and sisters the world over and through all ages, and it was shared by Jesus to the extent that he was made in the likeness of sinful flesh, against which the Spirit of his Father made continual warfare. Three simple examples of confession will drive home the lesson and call us to the ranks of those whom God can heal. Listen to Isaiah as he cries, "I am undone," as recorded in his 6th chapter and verse 5. Or Peter, lovable and forthright, making his own admission of guilt in the presence of the righteous Son of God, which we can read in Luke 5 and verse 8. And finally, Paul, ever conscious of his merciless persecution of the Church of God, cries out to Timothy, "This is a faithful saying, and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." These are the words of God's beloved ones. Thank you for listening.